Praise his name. Hallelujah. We were just going to ask Stephen, who was just back out from Teen Challenge, to just come and share a little bit with us. Yeah, great to see you, Stephen, and grab the microphone. And great, come on.
Well, it says in the Bible that there's no other name in heaven and earth above the name of Jesus Christ. But thanks be to God that there's mercy and salvation and favour found in that name. Praise God. So I just want to open up with a scripture. It's Psalm 66, verse 16 to 20. And it states, "Come and hear, all you who fear God. Let me tell you what he has done for me. I cried out to him with my mouth. His praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would have not listened. But God has surely listened today. He has heard my prayer. And praise be to God, who has not rejected my prayer or withheld his love from me." And basically, I'm just here just to basically, I just want to give you all some encouragement today. Obviously, like you, you've all been Christians a lot longer than me, and you know, a lot of you might be going through periods of unanswered prayer, or you might be thinking, is God hearing my prayers? Whatever you're going through today, I just hope this can bring some encouragement. About a month ago, what should I say, about a month and a half ago, me and my friend at Teen Challenge, Matthew Renshaw, came up with an idea. Well, it was in fact his idea, and he said, "I'd love to just go out on the street, Stephen, and just start worshipping God on the streets." And he wanted to do it in Bradford. And when he said this, I felt such a joy come from the pit of my stomach. It welled up. And I thought, that's a great idea, that. Yeah. So I said, we'll do it. Anyway, a couple of weeks went by and I said, right, I think we need to start making some plans now, because all my life I'd been a drug addict. All my life I'd been a man who would say I'm going to do something, but I'd never carry it out. Because I just deceived myself all the time. So what happened is I started to take this. Every time I started to think about the streets in Nottingham, I started to feel a real anointing, a real presence come upon me. And I'd be like, you know what? I really feel like you're calling me out there, Lord. So we prayed. We had a night of worship one night. And we decided to get on our knees and pray to God and ask him for the equipment. We needed a street amplifier, a battery-powered amp. And these are expensive, they range from between £120 to £300. And we prayed and we said, God, we need an amplifier. We need something, Lord. And we said, just either can you find us an amp that's affordable, or can you find us an amplifier or give us the funds? Anyway, a week went by after this and I got a bit restless. I was so excited. I was so eager to get out there. I thought, I'm just going to go and buy an amp. So I found one on the internet and I ordered it and I purchased it. Now the funny thing was that when I bought this amplifier, my friend Matthew gave me £15 towards it, and the amplifier cost £120. The day before we went out, I got a cheque from TC Doncaster. I'd not asked for it or anything, for £105, the exact sum that I needed. So, there's an answered prayer there, but there's much more to come yet. The amp turned up early. We had this day and I was praying before the Lord, and, the amp turned up early. But this was an amazing day because the amp turned up, the busking application turned up, and I went to Ben Pearson, the director of TC Music, and I thought, we need a mic stand. We need some equipment to borrow until I can get my own. And I've had experience in the past. They never, ever let you borrow their equipment. They never, ever do that. But, I prayed about it first, and I went to Ben. And amazingly, he said, yeah. This is just incredible. And from this was an amazing day. I just thought, God, you're all over this. I was filled with such excitement. Now, as we went to go and step out and do this, people began coming up to us and really encouraging us. The lads on the programme were so inspired and so encouraged. And other people in the Leadership Academy were like, oh, Stephen, we'll come out with you. We'll do it. And all of a sudden, I was like, wow, Lord, you're turning me into a leader already. I've got people within the Leadership Academy wanting to follow me out there. So, and then Teen Challenge, they even give us a charity bucket, and they said, because we wanted to do it, we wanted to raise money for someone else, we didn't want to take any profit, we wanted it to be a selfless thing. And I do believe that's why God's blessed it even more, but Teen Challenge give us the bucket as well, and you know, that's just another incredible thing. God's favour's been all over this. But you know, I just want to say one thing today, like, basically, like, sometimes if we want to see prayer answered, if we want to see God do things, we're going to need to step out of the boat and start walking on the water.
Yes.
You know, we can pray to God, but sometimes we're going to have to take a few steps first and say, Lord, I'm going to meet you with this. I seen that when I was out on the streets and I began to preach. And I began to preach, and it was like I proclaimed the word of God into Nottingham, into the sky, as well. And the Holy Spirit met me halfway, and power and authority came over me, and it was just, it was the greatest experience of my life. I loved it. I had an idea back in September when we did the TC graduation to do a YouTube channel, because I just wanted to share with people over the world, like, just things that God does in my life. And I wanted to share some of the testimonies from the TC graduation night, but I got told by Teen Challenge, you can't do that because you need our permission. And so that kind of cut that idea dead. But little did I know, though, that desire were going to be used in this new year, because the idea came back to me just as we, like, just before we went out for the first day. And so I created this YouTube channel. And then I spent a day praying before the Lord again, asking him for a name for this ministry. I wanted it to be something real, something genuine, something from the heart of God. And by the end of the evening, it just seemed right that Prodigal Ministries was going to be the name of this street ministry that we birthed. And prodigal, because every one of us who were involved in that ministry in Teen Challenge, we're all prodigal children. We've all been far off, living in a life of dissipation and destruction. And today, we live a life of restoration by Jesus Christ. And we've been adopted back to the Father. Another amazing thing that God has done, and God's proper really given me so much faith this last month, it's unbelievable. I'm really believing in him. He can do anything now. Like, I had a vision. We did the first day in Nottingham, and I decided it'd be great to go and do this in Leicester then, and Derby. And then I thought, it'd be great to go and do it all over the country as like a hobby, you know, something I do in my spare time. I phoned Daniel up that week, and funny enough, without me even saying anything at all to Daniel, he said to me, Stephen, I want to go over all over the country doing this sort of stuff. Because Daniel's doing the same stuff. He's getting an amplifier. I don't know if he might have one now. And he's wanting to do like street ministry, street worship in towns and cities. And I just thought it were amazing how we both had the same desire. And we both didn't know. I thought that were absolutely incredible. So yeah, I've mentioned the check already. But on the first day out, this was another day, it was like, it was forecast for rain all day. And I was just like, we're still going, Lord. And we prayed all that morning. And we were on the way there, we're throwing it down. We pulled up in the car park, it was throwing it down with rain. So we're like, right, we'll pray. So we prayed, all of us prayed. Got out the car, still raining. Got the stuff out of the car. Put a black bin liner over the amp so it wouldn't get water damaged. And by the time we got down there, the rain had stopped. It was just like spitting. And God held the rain for a full 3 hours while we were out there. We walked back up the street. It was still dry. We got in the car. We put all the stuff back in the car. We got in the car. We thanked God for holding the rain. And as soon as we started the car to drive off, it started belting it down. It was incredible. I couldn't believe it. I was like, I know there's like answered prayer, but that's just so blatant. It's just like, do you know what I mean? It's like God, he at least could have blended it to like make it look like it might not have been you, like, but it was just. So after that, yeah, we received much encouragement. We received encouragement from Teen Challenge, from Heart Church, the local church in Nottingham, the public. You know, we had many Christians coming up to us, you know, so encouraged. Phone numbers been exchanged, contacts made within the town. We've had parents come up to us and take leaflets for TC. And, you know, it's really good. I mean, we had two drug addicts on a Wednesday came and I come back from the toilet and my friend Kerry were praying for one of them. And we got feedback later on in that day that one of the outreach workers, staff members for TC had been at a soup kitchen in the evening. And that they said that, oh, we've seen two lads tonight on the street. And they said, we don't get it. They're wearing Lacoste and they've got scars on their face and they're just like us, but they're praising God. And it give them hope, do you know what I mean? And it's just like... And all these things are coming back to me and I'm just like, wow, this is really like, God, you're really doing something big here. Like, we got an email from Long Eaton Church. Kerry went down there on a Sunday and I've been in touch with him and he's emailed the Prodigal Ministries Gmail account that we've got and he wants us to come down there in the spring and do a night of worship and testifying. So, you know, that's another door that God's opened through this. And all this happened just after one day out. Just a Saturday. It's just absolutely incredible. Real big encouragement. I mean, on the first week, we made £45.23 for Teen Challenge. And on the second week, we made £45.33. So they're both pretty significant numbers as well. They're both, like, identical. So... you know, also the encouragement, we got back on Monday, the first day, we got back into TC and we were at the chapel service in the morning and Paul Bray, the centre manager, said, you know, I take my hat off to you three lads. He said, you're an example to every single man in this centre today. He said, you know, what you're stepping out is so, like, radical. And he said, and I dare even speak to, like, because what he was talking about is he'd seen a famous snooker player who happens to be a Christian in Sainsbury's, and he wanted to try and get him in to do a chapel for Teen Challenge, but he said, I were too scared to even talk to him. But he said, you three guys are just bold as lions, and you go out there and you do that. You know, and it was just absolute a day of encouragement, so humbling. Now, we went out yesterday, and we've been out four times now, but we've been doing it for 3 weeks, and, you know, God's really, like, equipped me for this. I've really grown through this. You know, such a boldness come over me yesterday when I was preaching. I preached for half an hour, just straight evangelism, just straight testifying on what God's done. And I'm just like that, just passionate, just shouting in the streets, just on fire. Right. And, you know, it's just amazing. That it's been the most amazing experience I've had of God in my life yesterday. I felt all this power going through me. I was shaking. I was so on fire. And I just want more of it. I'm just hungry. I'm hungry for his presence. That's what I live for. Yeah. You know, yeah, money's great, but the presence of God is better, if you ask me. So, and yeah, yesterday, there's a team in Nottingham who already do a bit of street preaching, a bit of evangelising, and he's come and seen us twice. And I saw him before we even started this ministry up. Now, we saw them after we went for a tea break yesterday, and we exchanged numbers, and they said, oh, it'd be great to hook up with you guys because, you know, the worship, what you do as well, is brilliant. Now, we moved our sights and we went up. We started playing, and about half an hour later, they came and followed, and they teamed up with us, and they were worshipping with us, they were preaching with us. There were women handing out tracts on the deck while we were doing what we were doing, and we're going to be meeting them now every Saturday. So, you know, we've got an army rising up, we've got a team. And, you know, this is how revivals start. This is how John Wesley started a revival. So, we just need to remain humble and just keep praying to God and just keep stepping out. I'd really like to just offer everybody, if they want to have a look at the YouTube channel, just type in Prodigal Ministries on YouTube. You know, maybe you might find a bit of encouragement there. Maybe you might have a few tips on how we can better it. But, you know, it's great. And I just want to really encourage you today with this because, you know, God is answering prayers. You know, God's doing stuff, God's moving. And, you know, we all go through times of wilderness times and times of drought. But I just hope this gives you a bit of hope today, you know, just to what he's doing in my life. And, yeah, thank you. And I pray and I hope you've all been encouraged by this word. Thank you. Amen.